Seven grizzlies have been shot and killed by hunters in Wyoming since the state took over grizzly bear management. That compares to two grizzlies killed last fall. Four grizzlies were killed in Park County alone this year, including one that Game and Fish put down after it was shot. And four people were injured in bear attacks. The question is how those conflicts can be reduced. Penny Preston reports that experts say preparation is key.
Boulder Basin outfitter Carl Sauerwine describes what happened when a grizzly mauled his guide and client this October as they field dressed an elk south of Cody.
That quick, split second, that he was on them and basically, you know, mauled the both of them. Got a hold of the client first, and then Jonathan rushed in with his knife, apparently, and stabbed the bear in the neck. Just to get it off the clients. The woman had lacerations on her leg that was very close to the femoral artery. Jonathan, when he jumped on the bear, it bit his arm, broken leg, and then puncture wounds and that in his neck, head, back, abdomen area.
The injured hunter and guide were life-flighted to Idaho and Montana hospitals. Both survived. Wyoming's Game and Fish says the grizzly took one of the elk's hindquarters and left the area. I live in grizzly country 6 months of the year with my husband, so we know to watch out for grizzlies, and grizzly tracks are scat every time we go outside. I choose to carry bear spray. Why? Because in 1998, when we first moved to Northwest Wyoming, I went to a Cody gun store to buy a bear gun, a 44 Magnum pistol. The clerk told me he would sell me the gun after I bought bear spray. I asked why, and he said, unless you're lucky enough to hit a bear in the top of its skull while it's charging you, even if you shoot it in the heart and kill it, it will live long enough to kill you. My husband, Dr. Charles Preston, does golden eagle research in grizzly country. He's seen the tracks in the Bighorn Basin for years.
It's a firearm culture where I grew up and here in Wyoming as well, where people are comfortable. From the time I was 7, 8 years old, I learned to hunt and own and use firearms.
So Preston says some people just don't trust bear spray.
So what I hear from a lot of people is, well, you know, I'm comfortable with my firearm. I don't know about this bear spray.
But Preston says studies show you are much safer shooting bear spray at a charging grizzly than shooting a gun.
Where the person being attacked used bear spray, more than 90% of those folks escaped unscathed.
Preston says those studies show there were a few injuries, but no fatalities when people used bear spray.
Using firearms to fend off an attack, with a long gun, it's about a little over 70% effective. And with a handgun, it's about 84% effective in the studies.
Dan White is a bow hunter. A grizzly charged him on a hunt in 2013.
But somewhere around 12 or 15 yards, I started spraying, and I just saw the orange cloud come up, and the bear came through the cloud. And I fell back against the hillside. He was about a foot away from me, and I saw his mouth just turn orange with the spray. And the things I remember, how small his eyes were and how big his teeth were, and he never touched me.
White says the bear turned and ran.
And that bear was still running 400 yards away, full speed.
White supported delisting and hopes to hunt grizzly someday. But he says,
just Google BYU bear study and the data is all there, but it works better and it doesn't kill the bear, and you're much less apt to get injured yourself with bear spray than you are with a firearm.
Wyoming Chief Game Warden Brian Nesvik says it's not always so easy.
Bear spray is not effective at all if there is high winds or there's winds that are in the direction of a hunter. We encourage folks to, number one, this is probably most important, to have a tool that they're comfortable using to defend themselves if they're hunting, recreating, working, running cattle, whatever they're doing in bear country. We encourage them to carry a tool that they're comfortable and competent in using.
Wyoming's Game and Fish Department, with funding from hunting groups, including a bear hunting organization, has given hunters hundreds of cans of bear spray in 3 years. Wyoming is now responsible for managing grizzlies, and as a result, Nesvik says most of the 7 cases of bears being shot by hunters are being investigated. If it is determined the hunter wasn't acting in self-defense and the bear was killed illegally, Nesvik says there can be consequences.
Under state law, those penalties are a maximum of a $10,000 fine, up to a year in jail, and a loss of hunting and fishing privileges.
Nesvik says the best way to reduce conflicts with grizzlies happens before the hunt.
Things that people in Park County have done are a lot of the reason why we have recovered grizzly bears. You know, I look at like the carcass removal program that the county and that the Game and Fish and that the local community has taken on to remove carcasses from ranches. I mean, that's leadership. I mean, that's trying to prevent conflict. And then, you know, a lot of folks have really gotten the message on good practices with food storage.
Nesvik adds that hikers are bear aware, as are most hunters. He says the goal is to find ways to avoid a conflict with a grizzly. From Cody, I'm Penny Preston reporting for Wyoming Public Radio.